Now to Eastern Congo, where ethnic tensions, renegade soldiers, army troops, and local and foreign militias are proving a deadly brew. There have been horrific attacks on civilians, including sexual violence and massacres, and children have been forced to become fighters. Congo is home to the largest United Nations peacekeeping force in the world, but that has not stopped the conflict, and the government has had only limited success in disarming rival combatants. It's been trying to since 2004. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton sent this report from Eastern Congo.
Here at Kituku Transit Camp, overlooking the waters of Lake Kivu, a motley collection of nearly 300 ex-combatants joins in motivational songs about the benefits of disarmament and peace. Dressed in an assortment of faded military fatigues, these former fighters have turned in their weapons in response to the government's offer of demobilization or integration into the army. Some have been fighting for more than 10 years since the fall of former dictator Mobutu Sese Seko. Since then, one conflict after another has swept this giant nation, at one time drawing in six neighboring armies as well as tens of thousands of local combatants. Those back-to-back wars ended in a peace deal in 2003, after an estimated 4 million people died of disease, deprivation, and bloodshed. Fighters were supposed to be disarmed, but a recent upsurge in violence in eastern Congo has many fearing renewed war. The latest violence pits forces loyal to a dissident Congolese general named Laurent Nkunda, a Tutsi, against Congolese government troops under President Joseph Kabila. To Nkunda and all other armed factions, Kabila's defense minister Tshisekedi Tshilombo warned, "You're either with us or against us."
We simply said, "You guys come and join the regular army, since they've been belonging to the regular army before going for insurgency. This is the opportunity we're giving them. But if ever they don't want, what do you think any serious country, a responsible country, would do? We will impose peace. This is clear."
But there's another element. The Congolese army's sometime allies, a Hutu militia, with links to the genocide of mainly Tutsis in their home country, Rwanda, across the border from eastern Congo. Nkunda says he won't rejoin the government forces until Kabila's soldiers disarm their Hutu proxy militiamen, who, Nkunda says, are persecuting his Congolese Tutsi community. While the Hutu rebels have sometimes fought alongside Kabila's troops, earlier this month, his government signed a deal with Rwanda, pledging to disband them, a move rejected by the Hutus. And caught in the middle of the conflict are civilians. Hundreds of thousands have fled the latest wave of fighting. Human rights groups say the displaced suffer killings, rape, and pillage, atrocities perpetrated by all the armed factions, including the National Army. At this leafy lakeside transit camp, ex-combatants, primarily men, but also five women and even a few children, receive military orders and discipline while they wait to join the army or return to society with a promise of training and education. They've all arrived since President Kabila's ultimatum last month. Ex-fighters sing a song urging rebel general Laurent Nkunda to join forces with government troops loyal to the Congolese leader. And some of Nkunda's men are handing themselves in, like this lanky sergeant, Theones Bugarad, who explained why he became a rebel.
They said the Congolese government was going to kill all the Tutsis. That's why we joined up, so that we could protect our tribe. But later we learned that that was all lies. That's why we left. We'd been in the forest forever. So when we heard the president's call to surrender, we escaped.
Congolese coordinators say about 150,000 former fighters have handed in their weapons since the beginning of the disarmament in 2004. Just over 100,000 opted to become civilians again. These ex-combatants are singing, "Surrender your weapons and rejoin the army. Otherwise," warns Congo's president, his army is preparing for an all-out military offensive because the government intends to pacify the turbulent East. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Goma, Eastern Congo.